From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. A University of Utah student was told to remove certain words from advertisements for a school-sponsored Earth Day event. KUER's Caroline Ballard has more.
Junior Raquel Juarez was instructed to remove the phrases environmental justice and, quote, communities disproportionately affected by climate change. Juarez told the Salt Lake Tribune she did not consider those terms controversial when she planned the event. But a few days after putting up flyers, an administrator told her the school's legal team flagged her wording. So she changed it. But she said the language the school suggested didn't accurately describe the event. The university says it was a problem because the event was sponsored by its official student government, and the school is forbidden from taking any kind of political stance under Utah law. Caroline Ballard, KUER News.
This story comes to us through the Utah News Collaborative. The Trump administration sent a government plane to Cuba this week to return a 10-year-old child from Utah. The child is at the center of a complicated custody fight involving their gender identity. Parent Rose Inessa Ethington, a transgender woman, is accused of taking their child to Cuba without permission of the child's mother. Utah was the first state to block gender-affirming care for transgender minors, and the Trump administration has pursued similar measures. High winds are blowing a cold front into Utah. Sub-freezing temperatures as low as 23 degrees are expected in some areas. Freeze warnings are up for Sanpete and Sevier Valleys and for the rest of west and southwest Utah. They kick in tonight at 10 and last until 10 tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service warns that frost and frigid temperatures could kill crops and other sensitive vegetation. Without water, crops can't grow. That's bad news for Utah farmers as extreme drought grips the state. KUER's Hugo Ricard Bell spoke with one who says he'll receive just a third of his usual water allocation this year.
If you think Utah's ski industry is struggling after this winter, the people who grow our food are fighting for their livelihoods.
It's financially very straining. Emotionally straining, mentally straining. I mean, we're facing a really, really extreme, tough year.
Richfield farmer Dustin Christensen grows mostly corn, but this year there just isn't enough water.
We won't be planting any of that this year because corn has to have an irrigation in August, or any water you used prior to that is worthless.
Kelly Pearson is the Utah Commissioner of Agriculture. He says Utah farmers are in a tough spot, but there are state programs to help them.
When there is a drought declaration declared in the county level or on the state level, it triggers an emergency loan program that we have.
That can help them pay for things like hauling water or buying hay. Agricultural leaders are currently touring rural Utah, holding public drought management meetings. Hugo Ricard Bell, KUER News.
Only 44% of Utah voters now approve of President Donald Trump's job performance. That's after months of Trump's beehive state approval rating hovering just above 50% during his second term. The new Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows his support is dropping among Republicans and religious voters. This month, 74% of Utah GOP voters gave Trump the thumbs up. That's a 10-point fall from March. Have you ever wanted a pet tortoise? Right now, the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has 15 Mojave Desert tortoises available for adoption. The Mojave Desert tortoise is listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. But these are captive tortoises that can't be released back into the wild because they're vulnerable to disease. They need new homes, often because they've been removed from a place where they've been kept illegally. But be warned, it's a long investment. Tortoises can live for up to 70 years. You are listening to KUER News.